What's up, cuties? I'm Merritt, your host for the Cue the New You podcast. Today is going to be kind of like a little coaching scenario, and it's going to be a series of questions, and I will most likely have a link, the questions to my website for you to actually see and then answer on your own time. But I think asking questions and being curious with our minds is a great way to just learn more about yourself and reconnect with yourself and kind of see where you currently are. And then if you have a big goal that you want to reach, then you can kind of see what is getting in your way and what the underlying belief is when it comes to that. So I'm just going to do like a little coaching scenario. And if you hear rustling, that's because I have this stuff written down in my notebook. So, okay. So the first part is you can do this one of two ways. You can start with if you know you have a certain problem or a certain habit, like you procrastinate or you aren't managing emotions well, or you know you need to do something, but you aren't doing something. You can start with identifying those things, or you can start with a result that you want. So if you, for instance, want to, I don't know, one of my goals for the summer, so by June, so it's the end of March, April, May, June, so 3 months by the end of June, I would like to be able to run 3 miles in 24 minutes. I used to run a lot and I just have not been running. I've been more focused on just weightlifting, which is fine, but I just want to set that goal for myself and run a little bit more. So I could start with that and then kind of work backwards to see what is preventing me right now from achieving that goal. But we're going to start with identifying problems or habits or what's holding you back. So this is a scenario of me kind of going through questions and then coming up with answers to give an example of what like a coaching call would look like. But also use this for your own thing. So if I use the example of I procrastinate, but you feel like you don't procrastinate, how else can you use this example in your life? You know what? I'll just use me as an example for this. So my problem is I let the fear and the doubt take over my confidence and belief. Therefore, kind of all work stops. I pause and then I don't take the time to process this emotion. And I end up in just going in these ruts. And I've talked about that before. And that messes up with like, then I do actually procrastinate and then I'm not as disciplined with things as I usually tend to be disciplined with. And very recently I felt a lot of shame and just I've been mad at myself because of this. But anyway, so the problem is going to be defined as fear. And for me right now, it's just fear of being seen and fear of being successful. Usually it's like fear of failing or fear of failure, but for me it's fear of success. So I named the problem and then I can ask myself, if somebody was watching me, what would it look like for me to have this fear of being seen or fear of being successful? And what I mean by that is, what are my current habits, actions or inactions or behavior? For me, that looks like definitely scrolling way too much on social media, definitely consuming way more than creating. And once I get into kind of that cycle of not creating And I say this again and again, the more you do something, the more you do something. So the more I create things, the more I create things and get those creative juices flowing. And I make a lot of really cool things and I have a lot of really cool ideas. And then when I fall into the, oh my gosh, what did I just say? Not creating, consume. When I consume too much social media, or that means I'm just going to consume too much of things in general. So I will go to the grocery store more because I also procrastinate and I don't do a meal plan like I should. So then I'm over consuming with groceries and I over consume with filling my time with other things that I don't need to be doing because I'm avoiding working. I overconsume with just practicing and working out. And again, I'm not working towards anything. So it shows up. I overconsume with things. Like I'll just go to the store and end up buying like 5 things that I don't necessarily need. I just wanted in that moment. So I overconsume that way. The consuming more things can show up other than just on social media. So one of my goals is to open up one-on-one coaching for people. And instead of promoting that, or not promoting, offering that to people, or I don't know, doing a reel or writing a post or telling people that I have one-on-one spots, I am not doing that. And part of that is the fear of being seen and being successful. Like because I only have a limited number of spots, and it's like, if I fill those spots, what does that mean for me? it'll be fantastic. But I think I've done some really big things in my life, and with athletics, definitely winning worlds for Camogie last summer and winning MVP of the tournament, by far my biggest athletic accomplishments. And like, I don't know if I will top that with anything. And so translate that over to my business, and like the ultimate success would be, I have this vision for Q the New You. And so once that gets accomplished, that will be success. And when I am avoiding or procrastinating doing this work because I have this vision about my business, and I'm just over here over consuming, the emotion there is part of the fear of being successful stems from the belief that I have of not being smart enough, not being good enough. Because if I am successful, then that's just kind of a different belief. Like I go from I don't think I'm good enough or smart enough to be successful, to then I am successful and therefore I have to start believing, or I believe that I am smart enough and I am good at this. And when we try to jump from one belief to another, it's like a really big leap for our brains. And so sometimes our brains will freak out because it's like, well, we actually don't believe this new thing yet. And so it's just that bridging the gap between what I believe about myself now to what I want to believe about myself in the future, and working through that process to be able to be okay with success and be like, okay, what's my next thing? What else am I going to do? What else am I going to create and accomplish? Can I take my business to the next level? You know, even as a coach, I still do daily work on myself. But when I feel like, especially for a long time, because I've been in this rut since the beginning of February, really, when a lot of my reels went to Facebook, and one of them got 1.5 million views, another one got like 30,000 views, 10,000, 25,000 views. And at that point, because I was like, oh shit, people are actually like seeing what I'm doing and seeing what I'm saying, that scared me. And so my feeling was scared because that belief of, oh, I'm not good enough or I'm not smart enough to do this really showed up. And so I'm slowly getting my way, getting myself out of that thinking. And I just have to remind myself that I am still me and I'm safe and it's okay if people see me. Like, this is part of it. I don't know. I guess I just didn't think that people would, like, that many people would see my videos, I guess. And it just kind of surprised me. But feeling that way definitely led to me procrastinating and, like, pausing all work in my business, and which then I'm not showing up consistently. And even doing these podcasts the last couple of weeks, I've just am like so hard on myself about these. So I have this goal for my business and like the one-on-one coaching. So really, how long would it take me to sit down and maybe just do a post to say that, hey, I have this offer of one-on-one coaching and this is how I can help you and this is how you can sign up to see if we would be a good fit. How long would that take me to do? Probably no more than an hour or so. But what am I doing instead of that? Well, I'm doing all of these things that then lead to, oh, I don't have time for that today. And then I push it off the next day. And then I do all of these things. It's like, oh, I don't have time again. I guess I'll need to do it tomorrow. And then that just keeps happening and happening instead of me just sitting down and actually doing what I truly do want to do. But there's just that, there's just so much friction between what I want to do and what I have been doing. And with over-consuming too, comes with just lack of discipline. I just don't have the drive. Not that you even need drive, but I just don't have the discipline to do it. And then the more I feel this way, the more I get down on myself and the more I just push myself down and down and down. And then I eventually get to this breaking point of, what am I doing with my life right now? And then it's hard to gain that momentum back. And it's like the cost of me not having the skills right now to just sit down and create this offer just goes unplanned. And if I am not aware of this problem and where it stems from, it stems from the belief of I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, and that shows up as fear for me, fear of being seen, fear of being successful. And if I'm not taking the time to solve for that problem, then I'm never going to reach the goal or accomplish the vision that I have for this business. And so when doing this, I'm allowing the negative emotions that I'm feeling dictate what my actions are, which is buffering and scrolling, over-consuming, procrastinating, and just not, again, doing what I want to do. And the thing that I want to create just doesn't get done. You know, Marina, my trainer, she's awesome. I love her. She's always like, because I sit there and I talk to myself and she's always like, just shut up and do it. And I need to tell myself that sometimes too, on just do it, but not in, she doesn't do it in a mean way, but I don't want to treat myself mean or bad when I feel down on myself. You know, it's like if my kid felt bad and I just kept telling them, you just got to do it. You just got to do this and do that without, you know, talking to them and trying to figure out what's going on with them. That would make them feel just extra bad. And I want to respect myself and treat myself kindly, but also be aware, like, I do want to get this stuff done. So when I tell myself, like, just do it, I have the voice of Marina in my head, just shut the fuck up and do it, kind of in like a playful way. But when I'm not creating, then I've just missed so many opportunities to connect with others. I missed opportunities to be creative and to just learn and grow with various things, and in not creating and over-consuming. Like, over-consuming is just a waste of my time. It is a fucking waste of my time. It is a waste of my time. And then I get to the point of like, oh my God, why am I still doing this? And then it's like, okay, I can make the decision right now to do something else. And then I go do something else. And then the more I start being like, I am in control of this decision right now, and I'm not going to overconsume, I'm going to go do this instead, the more that I start doing more things. And that is what really helps me first figure out the problem. And then, you know, I got to go through the motions of this problem. And this is a longer stretch than usual of how I deal with like feeling this way, but you know, I'm processing the emotions and then it's time to let them go. And then they leave. And it matters to me to solve this problem right now. There's an urgency behind it because I don't want to be in the same place I am next month or even next week. I don't want to feel the way I'm feeling about my business, about myself, about what I've been doing with my time, how I've been wasting my time. I don't want to feel like that even next week. And so there's an urgency for me to solve this problem right now. And the cost of not solving this problem is, like I said, just missed opportunities to connect with others, to share my story, to get better at this, to get better at being a coach, putting in effort. I miss putting in effort to something. I put effort into working out, but it's like I haven't been putting effort into really practicing hurling. And I haven't put effort into cleaning this house or even being present for the kids. It just kind of bleeds over into every other area of my life. It's like I said, it's like wasting my time not solving for this problem right now. It's really got my energy down too. The more I do things, the more energy I actually have. So the more I like just wake up and start the day, the more energy I have. The more times, and I was bad with this. This week I changed it. But I would get up and then I'd hit snooze and then I'd lay back in bed and then I'd get up and then it's like, oh shit, I actually have to get up because the kids have to get ready. And then I'm behind and then it's like, I just feel blah. I start my day off like that and then I just don't accomplish much else throughout the day because I woke up in that state. And so, like, if there's no urgency to solve it, then why bother solving it? But I see the possibility of who I want to be, and I can be that person if I can do this thing in my business and accomplish what I want to accomplish, and not just in business either. So you have to ask yourself that too. Like, what are you losing out on if you aren't solving for this problem? What is not happening for you that you want to happen? Because sometimes we don't even know what our problem is, right? That's why it's so good to have a coach. But right now, like, where is your time and your energy and effort going into? Where's your brain space going for when you aren't achieving a goal that you want to achieve? I want you to just think about something that you would like to do, like to accomplish, a little goal that you have, maybe a big goal that you have, and see what comes up for you if you ask yourself these questions, like, what problem am I having right now? What negative emotion am I feeling around this? And what am I doing instead of working towards that goal? And having a clear, defined goal or result will help you create a clear path to reach that goal. And also, this is a great way spots for you to see. Okay, take my video, for example. So when another video gets a million views and I feel this way, what can I do to kind of get out of this cycle faster than the first time? So it's also kind of planning ahead of time how you can feel and what you can do to offset like this long rut if you ever get in ruts. But of course, you want to hold that space for yourself and not beat yourself up and show up with, give yourself grace and not be mean to yourself. Not reprimand yourself all the time, like, why can't you just do this? Because that's not loving ourselves. And we want to focus on just reconnecting with ourselves and learning to love ourselves. And this is just a process. Loving yourself is a process. But just think about, if you accomplish this goal, how will that impact you? How that impact your life? If you have a family, how that impact your family? And see where it kind of bleeds over into other areas of your life as well. All right. I hope y'all liked kind of this version of the episode, but it's Easter weekend. So if you celebrate that, happy Easter. And I got to go pick up my kids from school and I don't want to be late. So I'm going to wrap this up. And as always, you can message me on Instagram or TikTok, Merritt Rollins Brown, and I'll talk with y'all next week. Okay. Bye.